Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, hi angels, how are you? And welcome to our show tonight. For those who are listening now, and those who will download it later, which we're in all the countries in every country in the world, which I'm super excited about. But more than that, this is Transformation Thursday, and it's we do this show, and I have special speakers that come on that are amazing folks and people, and have a big heart for people. And I met this young lady. I'm not going to tell you her age. We just get my numbers here, 44 and 38. It's all good, right? And but she's becoming a really good friend of mine, her and her daughter, Babe. And but she helps women and men transform their lives on the inside and the outside. And Vicki McKay, welcome to the show. I'm glad you're here. And welcome. She's actually local here with me. So
thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited.
I know. So she's a part of our team here and working with us, and I'm excited to have her. Vicki, I know that you do. Tell us what you do, but more importantly, before you tell us what you do, tell us how you got started. Okay, so I'm not sure where you want to start. I'm going to go with your lead on this, because you talk to people all day. So but you didn't start. It wasn't something that you were born into: money, prosperity, finding the career of your dreams. And I know that you help women look beautiful on the inside and the outside, but it started with you finding your own self and
yes,
internal. How did that happen? You were married, you were pregnant, you had a baby.
I was married and I had two babies actually. And, you know, like many relationships, it kind of fell apart and we grew in different directions and ended in divorce. Well, when I was divorced, I realized that I needed to support myself, and I had always worked for doctors, and that was good, but there's really not a lot of room for advancement or upward movement of any kind, and doctors don't tend to pay a lot of money. So I put myself back through school doing something that I could learn with my own hands, and that was skincare. And after I got my skincare degree, I went back and, you know, was doing facials and skincare at doctor's offices. And then one day a man came in with a laser and he asked if we were using them. And back then I didn't even know what they were and neither did the doctor. So he introduced that to us and that's how it all began. I knew that that's what I wanted to do, that was really my passion because I could see the immediate results. And how things could evolve from there. So that's really how it all began.
I want to back you up a little bit because women, some of you ladies are, you know, you're gone through divorce and you have, or you're gone through a breakup and there's no money, and she's saying, well, this, she's not so different. Because your husband didn't give you a big alimony, I don't really think, you know, or anything like that. You had to figure it out yourself.
I had zero alimony. Right. I got zero alimony and, you know, a little bit of child support. And that was it. So I was on my own. And he actually told me that I was perfectly able and capable of working. And you know what? He was absolutely right.
And you had two children, and got ladies and gentlemen that are listening and who will listen to it later. This woman, and I mean this, looks 35. I met her daughter first, who is Ashley's like 25, 26, I can't remember now. And
yes.
You guys could be
yes.
sisters. And, you know, I am a big firm believer. You could. I mean, I was sitting there going, that's your mom? She's like, yeah, that's my mom. I was like, I need to sign up for this program. Anyway, sign me up with a family one, and it's just me.
You're in, baby.
it's so cool because you help women look great on the outside and the inside with the laser, but explain to us, I'm going to share with you guys my story a little bit. I had a skin condition on my arms and my legs, and I'm really self-conscious about it, and I put makeup on it to hide it. Isn't that sad? And so Ashley, her daughter, worked on me first. And, you know, I wore sleeveless shirts, all that, but I wear makeup. And today, I wore a short skirt the other day, and it had a tank top, and I have no, my sleeves are, you know, my arms are bare, and I can wear bracelets now without trying to feel self-conscious about it. And I can run with shorts and not feel self-conscious about it. And I have done a lot of sun damage on my skin. Some of you guys know what I'm talking about. Her technique and the laser that she used, it's just amazing. And I shopped around, and I was glad to them. But share with us what the laser, I mean, that's how it's helped me. But you've got some wonderful stories there. How's it helped others? Because you transform women when they start looking good. What happens with when they use your service? This is amazing. She's just got some good stuff there. But you know,
right? Well, I mean, it can start out with something as simple as hair removal. You know, that excessive unwanted hair, which is simple and easy to do. And once that hair is gone, it works. Then they get interested in doing other things. Then that leads us into the skincare and the pigmentation and brown spot issues like you had, Tari, as well as some redness. It's the best treatment out in the market for rosacea. So, and acne treatments as well. But as a woman that has difficulty, like you did, Tari, with your brown spots, you know, once that condition improves, you feel so much more self-confident about yourself that it overflows into other areas of your life as well.
Right? Yes, you're right.
I'm sure you can agree with that. You know, once your brown spots, you know, went away, got lighter, you felt more comfortable to wear sleeveless things and show off your arms and your beautiful legs, you know. So it's the beginning of transforming your life. You know, it creates more self-confidence. It raises your self-esteem level. And then it just continues on and on. You know, people become more concerned about their health, their weight. I've known lots of women where this has just was the beginning of the transformation, where it went into weight loss, you know, and then once your self-confidence is back and your self-esteem is high, you know, then you can really get that job of your dreams, and you don't have anything standing in your way to hold you back.
Amen to that. May I ask you a question? And this is as your health professional. You're a health, and you care about people, and you found your passion out of you know, getting divorced, right, and having to start over again. But
yes.
My question to you is, do you feel, I know this answer that I've seen in the work that I do. Do you feel that men and women get lazy about taking care of themselves, or they feel like that they can't do it anymore, or everything is just too overwhelming? And where do they start?
Yes.
How do you help someone with like that? I mean, because I've got a lot of people like that, and I've got people that want to look good. How do they start? Do they start with diet? Do they start with exercise? Do they start with your service? Or how do you feel or that they should start? If you know, because you've done that with women. You know what I mean?
Right.
So, and men.
Yeah, well, I feel that everyone has special concerns about themselves that bother them more so than other things. So I always like to address what their specific concerns are first, because we all look in the mirror and see things about ourselves that we'd like to change or that we're not so happy with, that other people may look at us and not even notice. So if we address those concerns personally that you have and, you know, get you started on the right track with that, then you're more open and receptive to other forms of reinventing yourself, if you will.
Okay. So if you got a big brown spot on your face because sun damage, especially where we live, we're down here, or you've got varicose veins or whatever those things are, or you've got you start there, and then once somebody sees a little bit of improvement, then they can get more improvement. And that's where you help them transform. That's amazing.
Absolutely.
And I know you do.
Yeah.
I know you do a lot with scars and acne. Share with us about that,
mm-hmm.
because that's a big problem. There's something for every age. So,
absolutely.
Your daughter.
Yeah.
So yeah, your daughter's had acne.
too.
She has.
Well, so
she's had acne. She's had hyperpigmentation from birth control and hormonal issues. And so even the younger girls, sometimes that have, you know, like polycystic ovarian syndrome, which creates an excessive amount of hair, you know, as a young teenager, that can be detrimental, you know, and embarrassing. And children can be really rude and mean about things like that. So by addressing those issues and helping them out with that, you know, it allows them to live a much more fulfilled life without the embarrassment and ridicule from other children.
Right.
So even at a young age, it can help young girls transform their lives as well. And then the acne thing too, you know, I mean, the laser helps to target the sebaceous gland where the oil is produced, and it helps to shrink that gland so it doesn't produce as much oil, and it also helps to dry up that oil. So therefore, the acne breakouts become less and less.
That's amazing. I know my daughter has really suffered from that, and I told her, I said, she goes, I'm going to come down there and get one of those treatments. So, yeah, come on down.
Well, bring her down.
Yeah. Mom will pay for it, of course. So you know how that goes. So, but anyway, that's cool to know. And people with burn, like burn victims, you've been able to help them as well. Tell us about that. What's that like? I mean, that's really changing.
Burn victims, scars, you know, surgical scars, really any type of scarring where it is raised, lumpy, bumpy, that kind of thing, keloid scarring. The laser helps to break down that scar tissue, and over time, it will become flat. The laser also targets the color in the scar as well. You know, some scars can tend to be red for a long time, and some even discolor and become brown. So the laser will bring out that color to make it, you know, flesh colored again, even with your other skin tone.
That's good.
I do a lot of scar work with plastic surgeons and things like that, and we've seen amazing results.
Let me ask you, and I know, and you guys, I'm not kidding you. She, the people that I see, you work with normal everyday people, and they get amazing results. And price wise, this is not expensive. It really is not. And I've seen people try to charge an arm and a leg for procedures, but you and your daughter are just like great, and you guys work together. So it's like something, a family. What the coolest thing is I've seen is that Ashley uses it, and your son, he's like 20 something. He's like,
he
uses a laser.
Yeah,
24. He uses the laser. He's because men can use it for hair removal. And I have somebody that just texted me. They said, I'm really hairy, and I know her. She really is hairy. She's got hair all over. She's a friend of mine. And she's a hairy beast. So no matter how hairy you are, you can use laser to remove it. Does that work too?
Absolutely.
As well?
As long as the hair, is dark, okay? The laser is light-based, and the light needs color or pigment to be attracted to. So obviously, the darker the hair, the better results you're going to get. The lighter the hair becomes, you know, when we get into really light reds, blondes, white, and gray, there's not enough color or pigment in that hair follicle for the laser to be attracted to. So therefore, it doesn't work well on that type of hair.
That's cool.
So if your friend has really dark hair and really light skin, then she is my perfect candidate, and she'll have an awesome result.
She goes, she's like, yay. She goes, you know, she goes, don't tell anyone my name. That's okay. I was like, you have to pay me later. So I'm teasing. So,
need to know her name. It's across the board. Anybody that has dark hair and light skin, they're my favorite person.
That's cute. Let me ask you a question. And as a single mom, when you started out with laser and doing this and going back to school and get skincare, did you always know you wanted to own your own business?
No, I did not. I never looked at myself as an entrepreneur. I was happy just working for somebody, not having any overhead or any worry, and doing my job. And I did that for years, many, many years. I worked with a man who was a very difficult man to work with, by the way. But he did teach me a lot. He taught me a lot about business, and I learned a lot from him. Eventually, one day, you know, the light bulb came on, and I said, hey, you know, I really don't need him to be doing what I'm doing anymore. I can do this by myself. And it was really a huge turning point in my life, and I was scared. Oh, I was so, so scared. I thought I was never going to be able to make it. And quite honestly, I couldn't be happier today, 4 years later, since that happened, you know, since I split from my boss. And my business has just flourished every single day. I work hard at it, but I also thank him a lot for sharing his, you know, business beliefs and values with me. And I really did learn a lot from him.
That's cool. Let me ask you a question. What is one thing that has made you successful in business? You, yourself. Concept of belief.
Well,
versus...
I believe in what I do because it truly works. So therefore, I'm not having to sell something or sell someone on a product or some kind of marketing scheme or whatever. I am actual living proof that what I do works. And what
like
else
that.
Did you ask me? I forgot.
Yeah, no, that's okay.
It comes very naturally to me. I believe in providing a good service, and I'm honest about the result that you're going to get. And if I feel that the services that I offer are not the best for you, then I'm going to point you in another direction where you can actually get something that may benefit you better than what I do. You know, it's really not about the monetary value of what I do. It's more about the satisfaction that you're going to have from the service that I provide.
That's amazing. I know. You know, I tell you what got me about her, those who are listening, and I'm going to share this with you, is I came over and I got my second laser. And so I had the opportunity to meet Vicki because I started with her daughter and still work with her daughter, and they're both such beautiful people. And when Vicki, we were talking, and when I left her, I left her office, and Vicki, I heard her, woo, she's like all excited about what she's just like living. And, and you got a great story, but your story started out like a lot of our stories. I mean, you came from a relationship that just didn't work, and you came mm-hmm. from a situation that, you know, you were angry, and you said, I'm going to live life to the fullest. I'm going to find what I'm passionate about and do it. And make it affordable to everybody. And guys, ladies and gentlemen, if you're sitting there saying, well, I got to be like this, you don't have to be anything. There's a devil in the detail.
Yeah.
And personal grooming on the outside. And you said something, the better you take care of yourself on the inside, you'll see it on the outside, I think is a philosophy that you follow, right, too, as well?
Yes, it is. Absolutely, yes. It really does start on the inside, you know, because if you take care of your health and who you are on the inside, and I mean that not only in the physical sense, but in the spiritual sense, you know, I think that's very important too. You have to honor your body as your temple, and what you put in it is what you're going to get out of it. And also what you put in is what you see on the outside too. So I'm a big, big believer in drinking lots and lots of water and eating fresh, healthy food because that shows on the outside as well.
You do. And you guys know I recently did a juice fast, and I got it in meditation. I was supposed to do a juice, but I was supposed to fast. And then I talked to Vicki about it 3 days later. I was like, huh, she's talking to me about a juice fast. I go, that's what I'm supposed to do. So when you look at her, I did the juice
yes.
fast. Yeah. Do you remember that?
And it wasn't hard. And it wasn't hard.
It wasn't.
And I expected that juice fast to be, like, difficult, you know. And honestly, I did well. I had energy. I felt good. I slept well. My skin looked amazing. I would do it again. And my plan is actually to do it once a month, actually.
Yeah, you and I, but I told Melanie I was going to do it that way too, as well as myself. I thought that would be good for me, and I, you know, too. But so you live it, and you know, I looked at you guys. I look at everybody like what they look like. I mean, on the inside, she said it. The way you take care of yourself on the inside is how you're going to see it on the outside. And your relationship with food, you've changed over the years and became really more healthy, I think.
Yes.
And you look, and you've been working out for 2 years, and laser is one thing, but you also believe in going to the gym. This woman's got
mm-hmm.
muscles. I'm telling you guys something. She looks like she's about 35. I know there's others on here that do the same. On that, you do, and she can attract a 35 or a 30-year-old. I don't even go there, but you know, I like. That's a whole other story. Not another show.
That's a whole other show.
Yeah, right? But it's nice to be able to choose where you want to be. And to look the part, you know, too,
yeah.
as well.
I love
so.
Having and choices in life. You know, we all have them. We all have choices to make every single day. And I wake up every day thankful that I can put my feet on the floor and that I have my two hands to work with and that the sun came up and I'm just happy. I choose to be happy every day.
Wow. Wow. That's amazing. And I know that it's Valentine's is around the corner too as well. And do you find that women and men become more, let's go with women, because I think women suffer from this more so than guys, because guys are very logical thinkers. But in your business, do you see women that are struggling, you know, with love and trying to make themselves look better for that guy? And what's
Absolutely.
Your thoughts on that? Yeah. Okay.
Well,
so,
I think that we all want to put our best foot forward. I know for me, I don't really think that I do it purposely for a man. It first and foremost is for myself, you know, and
right. for you.
I matter most. What I think matters most to me, not so much what he thinks or what she thinks or any outsider may think. But if you feel, you know, that good and confident about yourself, then others pick up on that vibe as well, and they're drawn to you.
Right. Right.
So.
I mean,
I guess to answer your question, yeah, you know, I mean, in a roundabout way, I guess you do it for the attraction of a man, but that's not my top priority.
I hear you. And I'm going to tell you something, you guys. You both look the part, but, you know, to get a man is great, but to do it for yourself is even better. So when you wake up and you go and you work out or you do a laser treatment or you know, do skincare or whatever you do, and you just broke up with your boyfriend the night before, he broke up with you, and you still take care of yourself the next day, that's real key about what you look like 10 years from now, 5 years from now. You know what I mean?
Right.
So because that's what
it
I feel, too, as well.
It also helps you to get over that hurdle or that heartbreak or whatever. You know, you just turn that focus inward, you know, because really the only thing that we have control over is ourselves. You can't control another person. You can't, you know, dictate how they're going to feel or make them want you. You can only do that for yourself. And I think if you have, you know, again, all those good, positive feelings within yourself, that carries over and onto other people and other relationships in your life.
That's true. That's very true. So, you know, and when you do, let me ask you this, because we're going to be out of time in a couple of minutes here. Do you believe that you see I saw an immediate difference in laser, especially in my legs. Took, you know, my chest and I've had laser everywhere. It's all good. And on my chest and my legs and my arms. Yeah, right? And by the way, for
yep.
those who are wanting to know, is it painful? It's not painful. I mean, it can be uncomfortable, but not a bit painful. I mean, you know, so just
right.
to let you guys know. And that's my experience.
I think most people have experienced waxing or a tattoo of some sort or another, and it hurts less than either one of those. So if you can tolerate, you know, waxing or getting a tattoo, then lasering hurts less than either of them. So it's bonus, right? It doesn't hurt.
There you go. She's right about that. So here's the deal, guys. She is wonderful, and we're getting ready to do something, and I haven't even talked to her about it. I'm going to talk to her about it this weekend. We're going to do a seminar. I'm going to teach Reiki, and I'd like, and I know you guys have asked me about that. Some of you guys really want to come down from that from different places in here as well. Vicki, I've got an idea, and I know she's going to be on there every month, and bringing how we can get customers to you and customers for angel coaches, and to have you here. You know, she's Vicki McKay, and if you want to Facebook her, how can people get in touch with you if they want to touch base with you? So tell me, can you give some information?
Well,
what you feel comfortable
with? I do have a Facebook page, Elite Skin Vestments.
Okay, Elite Skin Vestments. Gotcha. Facebook.com.
We're making an investment into our skin. Yeah.
Yeah, she's wonderful. She's even turning me on to some stuff. I was like, wow, I need to use that? Okay. So so the devil's in the detail, guys. But taking care of yourself on the inside, as you said, and it's a mind-body-spirit thing, and taking care of yourself on the outside and investing in yourself, really, and looking good, you know, because this body's got to last us a lifetime. And I want my lifetime to be incredibly long, you know.
Yeah,
well,
and healthy
too.
And right?
Yeah, healthy and prosperous. You betcha.
That's right.
Anyway, so you guys got a way to contact her, and then we're going to do some stuff with her too as well. So everybody, it's a win-win situation for you guys and for her, for Angel Coaches, and but we just want everybody to look good on the inside and the outside. And she's giving you guys some real cool stuff there. This woman looks a part, and I'm not even going to tell you her age. She can tell you if she wants, or she can keep it. It doesn't really matter. But you are older than 35. I can tell you that, right? So that's okay if we say that.
You can.
And,
but age is just a number, right?
There you go. Amen to that.
Just a number.
Just a number. Yeah, she looks amazing. And you know what? It doesn't mean that you have to spend a gob of money, because you don't, but you have to invest in yourself a little bit, time and effort, and that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
And taking care of your skin. My days of laying out in the sun are over, but you know what? My taking care of myself, going to the gym, working out, running, and I have tons of energy. So anyway, if I can do it, anybody can. And your skincare and your program, your laser program, has worked wonders for me, because I am not embarrassed anymore, and I don't have to wear makeup. I was like, yay. So my foundation lasts
me
a lot longer now.
And that for me,
yeah,
is the biggest compliment that anyone could ever give, you know. And it's not directly about me, but I feel the joy and the happiness that it's brought you into your life, and that's what makes me happy.
It's just amazing. I texted your daughter, because I said, I love my arms, and how they look. And guys, you know, there are people out there who go, oh, beauty, you're too concentrated on beauty. Well, listen, I'm single. And if I want a single, hot, sexy guy, I better be that myself, right? You know, and Donna, Donna's listening in, and she's like 50 something, and she looks extremely young, and she says the same thing. And so, you know, we just, if you want to be hot and sexy and young and feel good, age is just a number. Take care of yourself, and this is one way. And this woman's an entrepreneur, and making money, and doing her own thing, and living a life of love and joy and passion, helping others find their dreams, helping others have confidence. And what a great thing to do. And you take care of the outside and the inside, and make us all look beautiful. So that's so cool. You guys, thank you, Vicki, for being on. And she's going to be on again next month, okay? So she's on for the next 6 months, I think we agreed to, right? Yeah, that's good.
Yay, yeah, absolutely.
Or longer. Forever.
Thank you so much. Forever's good. And we'll bring in some guest speakers too, you know, so we can talk about other
things. Yes. Yeah, how to take care of yourself. You guys, there's nothing like it when you look in the mirror and you see a change in you that makes you look amazing and beautiful. Because God, I mean, you know, how can we be anything less? Because look who our Creator is. But boy, when you see it, when you look in that mirror, you're like, wow, it's like, and it's great. And you feel like doing more and being more because you feel like you look best you can be. And there's nothing wrong with that. You know what I mean? So people say, wait to get your rewards. When you get in heaven, forget it. Get them here. Get them now. Look good now, you know, so it's all good.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that works. All right, everybody, we have our next show on Sunday. Diane and I are doing it on relationships, and it's based off our book. You mean there's a law that says he has to be attracted to me. And so you guys take care. Have a great now. Like us on Facebook.com, Facebook.com/angelcoaches if you haven't already. And send us a comment. Let me know what you want to hear about. And I've got more entrepreneurs, more speakers that are coming on and that are really overcoming obstacles. And you heard hers. She didn't let life kick her in the butt. She's got up and rolled with the punches and went back to school and had two babies, one on each hip, just about, I think, because your kids are 2 years apart. And I think, right?
Yeah.
Two years?
Yes,
2 years
are.
Apart.
Mm-hmm.
Went to school.
Yeah, they were babies. I had one on each hip, for sure. Yes. And I just kept putting one foot in front of the other. And you know what? You just have to keep moving. You got to keep moving forward.
That's amazing. You know, I'm going to say this because we're almost out of time, but your family, you come from a great family. I think that really has developed you too as well, because your parents have been married for a long time. And did they teach you about like moving forward? Did you get any help from them in the sense of their philosophy? I mean, I'm not talking about monetary because I know you do it yourself, but did any of that stuff help you, what they taught you when you were young and moving forward, taking mm-hmm. care of your family, taking care of yourself? Because your parents are amazing, the stories that you've told me about. So did they help you?
I think my parents are absolutely, hands down, more than amazing. You know, to be married to the same person for 56 years is just incredible. And I feel blessed that they were able to stay together and work through their problems. Just to have the stability from two parents is something that I wasn't able to offer my children. So I think that's why I tried extra, extra hard to be mom, dad, breadwinner. You know, I wore a million hats in one single day just to serve my children, to bring them up to be responsible, dependable adults. And I think that that's very important because that's what I got from my parents. You know, they taught me to be a good person in society, a good person to other people. I think that's really very important. And so many people today, I think, get lost in this me generation, you know, and it's all about me, me, me. But really, you have to be considerate of other people. And I always try to treat other people the way that I would like to be treated. And it just makes life so much nicer.
Amen to that. That's good. I appreciate that. You know what? And your folks have been together and happy, you know, not just existing. And I love the stories you've shared with me about them. So anyway, you guys have a great now. And I will talk to you in a few. I'm going to give you a call right back, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
So anyway, all right. Take care, everybody. Have a great now, as I said before. And we will see you on Sunday. Bye.